fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
You are on Fitter Happier with me on the mag. My name is Georgia, and today we are talking breasts. And I have a question. How well do you know your breasts? That goes for men and women, because it's so important knowing your breasts to be able to detect any abnormal changes and how and when to seek help. This month is October and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today we're joined by Angela from Breast Screen WA. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Thank you, and it's good to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. We were just talking off air about breasts and how we all should become familiar with them. But let's start off by talking about how important this month is in particular.
October is has been Breast Cancer Awareness Month for many, many years, and it was designed to draw attention in the highly busy world of health weeks and health days and international this and international that or national this. But October is a month of breast cancer awareness, and it was originally designed as a way to raise money for breast cancer research using the pink ribbon. But now, because it's such a... we encourage people to celebrate over the whole month, have events over the whole month, talk about breasts, not just for the whole month, but all the time, but certainly highlighting it in October.
It's nice that you use the word celebration there as well, because obviously breast cancer, there is a lot of negative connotations and a lot of horrible things that people go through when they have breast cancer or,
yep,
or a family member, but it's nice to also celebrate the small wins that some people may get as well.
And the earlier that it's detected, the chances of survival are much, much greater. If we detect it small enough, then 5-year survival rates are about 90%, whereas if it's a much later detection, they drop rapidly. So it is about getting in early if you find any changes, so that we can offer various treatments, less intervention if necessary. You don't have to have such radical surgery, all those kinds of things. So it's very much about being aware of what your breasts are like, no matter what you call them, if they're your girls or they're your boobs or they're your titties or your mimmies, whatever they are.
Honkers.
Get to love them and get to know them really well.
Now, let's talk about just how common breast cancer is. And I want to talk about the connotations that not just women get breast cancer, mm-hmm, as well.
So it was announced at the beginning of October by the National Cancer Council that the prevalence of breast cancer has actually gone up. So it was 1 in 8, but now it's 1 in 7 in the lifetime of a woman. And there's a number of reasons for that. We are detecting earlier. We are getting lots more women through screening, and women are becoming more aware. So your lifetime chance is quite high. And men do. But of the... about 200 to 300 men will be diagnosed in Australia in a year, as opposed to 19 to 20,000 women who will be diagnosed in a year.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people, and those people don't live in isolation, of course, so always their families are part of the process, and dealing with someone in your family who's going through a highly traumatic situation, pretty invasive kinds of surgery, treatments that are tough. And chemotherapy and radiotherapy are not easy on the body or the person. So it is a whole family thing. And that's one of the reasons why there's lots of support groups that are set up to support not just the individual, but the people around them as well. And Breast Cancer Care WA does that really well.
This may be a silly question, but do we know why women are more likely to get breast cancer than men? Is it because there's possibly more breast tissue there, or...?
And it's about hormones in,
okay,
a lot of cases.
Sure.
The risk factors for breast cancer are being a woman. So once you're born with that, once you're born with that particular set of chromosomes, then your risk is really high. Aging, most breast cancers are actually found in women over 50. About 75 to 79% of breast cancers in women over 50. And the hormonal risks are around things like early menstruation. So if you start menstruating early, or if you have a late menopause, because there's lots of estrogen in that time, or if you don't have any pregnancies or you don't breastfeed because you're cycling longer and more. So those are risk factors that can increase the chances a little bit. There's no one thing. It's a range of things. And there's a whole lot of lifestyle factors that kick in as well. So things, the normal ones around health, like good nutrition, physical activity, not being overweight, and particularly not being overweight postmenopausal, but also things like alcohol has a direct correlation with breast cancer, so heavy alcohol use, and that's more than the standard two drinks a day and, you know, having alcohol-free days and those kinds of things, has a direct correlation to increased risk of breast cancer. And For those ladies who love a glass of wine when they get home, it's not the bucket that you fill when you get home. It's that little 120 mils of wine. Yes. And we're all guilty of that. There is no such thing as a standard wine glass in a household. I'm not even sure that I know what one looks like in a home setting. But alcohol does have a direct correlation. And that's a bit scary because Australia has a culture of, you know, alcohol's part of our lifestyle.
I'm wondering, thinking about that and thinking about, you know, the Australian culture and lifestyle that, you know, we have a drink with everything, come over for a drink, watch the kids play in the pool, have a drink, play some cricket, have a drink. In terms of around the rest of the world, do Australia have higher
rates?
Yes,
they do, and I'm not going to go into those stats right now. So if you want to look up what our current drinking rates are, and I don't know them off of my head.
I mean, in correlation to breast cancer, do we have higher breast cancer rates compared to other countries?
I actually don't have that information at hand, but I know that we have good detection rates in this country because we have, like, the screening program, and we encourage women to come to that, and on their 50th birthday they get a little letter from us inviting them to come. And of course women from 40 are actually eligible to come to the program. They can come, they just need to give us a call or go online and book. And our online booking system's just been updated, and it's really quite easy to use. You pick a clinic that you want to go to, you pick a day that you want to be in and a time that you want to be in, you click all the buttons, and it sends you a confirmation email and confirmation SMS.
Awesome.
It's pretty easy.
Okay, well, on the mag right now, we are in Fitter Happier, and we're talking breast care and awareness. We're joined in the studio by Angela. Angela, I want to talk now about detection.
Yep.
We were just talking about detection. Here I am touching my chest thinking about it, but how can we be breast aware? What do we need to be looking out for?
Okay, so this is going to really scare all the women out there. You need to be able to look at your breasts naked and make sure that you can actually see what they are like normally. If you're still menstruating, you need to see what changes over your menstruation. When I was actually cycling, I would get quite tender, but also a bit bigger a couple of days before I started bleeding. And lots of women have tenderness and changes within their breasts during their cycle, so know what's normal for you. The other thing, of course, is to touch and feel. So get to, when we talk about it, we automatically reach for our boobs. So it's a thing. And get to know what's normal. When I was in my early 40s, I found a thickening across the top of my right breast. So it wasn't a lump, but it was a change. And it kind of felt a bit leathery underneath the skin. So I went to my GP and I said, look, this is different. I'm not quite sure what it is, and he sent me for some diagnostic mammograms and also for an ultrasound just to make sure that it wasn't anything nasty. Now, it turned out that it wasn't. It was just the fact that I was ageing, things were changing, and it's still there, and now it's become part of my natural architecture of my breasts, but it wasn't always there, and it's like, okay, well, that's different, and I'm not quite sure what it is, so I'll go off and I'll talk to my GP about it.
very, very important, to get familiar with them. And I have heard as well, it's also good sometimes to involve your partners.
Well, your partner goes near your boobs more than what you do in general. And an awful lot of changes are actually found by partners, because they do, if you have a healthy relationship, they probably are there a lot more than what you are. And they often are found. But so, yeah, work together on finding out what's normal for you if you have a partner in your life. And be open to talking about that stuff as well, because it can be really embarrassing to talk about the changes in our bodies, regardless where they are. And women have such incredible body image issues that buy into this. So, and we're really aware of that at Breastscreen. So all of our staff are female in the clinics. So the receptionists and the radiographers are female. And that helps to reduce some of that embarrassment about taking your clothes off in front of a stranger. We don't ask you to disrobe completely, but you've still got to get your boobs out.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty uncomfortable thing for a lot of people.
It can be. Now, I do have some myths.
There's a few around.
Yes, there are. Does deodorant or wearing a tight bra or wearing a bra to bed, do any of the above factors have direct correlation to breast cancer?
In a short word, no. I would advise that you continue to wear deodorant, or else your friends are probably going to run away and not come near you anymore. And if it's more comfortable wearing a bra to bed because you've got really large breasts, or it helps with your backache and all those kinds of things, do it. It's not going to make any difference. And believe me, you need sleep. So whatever makes it comfortable to have sleep. A not well-fitted bra makes you uncomfortable, but it doesn't give you breast cancer. And I would certainly recommend that if your bras are making you feel really uncomfortable, or you're playing with them all the time, go and get a fitting. You know, look after yourself that way. It doesn't cost anything, and it certainly will make your life a lot better in the long term.
I think we've talked all things boobs.
Yes.
I can't think of any other questions I have, but if there's anybody out there who does have questions or would like a little bit more information, where can they head out to?
Okay, Google Breastscreen WA. We show up. There's a great website that's got a whole lot of information. It has information for women under 40. It has information for women who are eligible for us. It talks about radiation. It talks about the risks and the benefits for this. And you can also book online if you are over 40 from that website, or you can send us an email from the website. So go to the website, it's the easiest way, and most of us know how to use those kinds of things now. So thank you very much, Georgia, for
Angela,
today.
Angela, thank you so much for talking boobs.
You're welcome.